absolutely terrific display. So proud of the boys there tonight. Could have been 2 or 3 nil up at half time, but a 1-0 is always still a game. And to be fair, if it was 2-0, it would still be a game. Horsham are a real determined side. But we came out in the second half, and even though we went down to 10 men, I thought the boys were absolutely fantastic. We had our two banks of four really well organised, and to a man, everyone did their job, and we scored a goal with 10 men. And to be fair, it didn't look like 11 against 10. I thought the boys worked really, really hard. There wasn't one standout performer. It was a 14-man effort there tonight. I'm really proud of the boys.
So coming in today's game, what tactics did you change around from Saturday?
We changed a few members of the starting team. A few players didn't perform to their usual levels. Tyrone Pink and Trey were disappointed by their own admission on Saturday. So we left them on the bench, and we started Faker and Gavin, who came off the bench on Saturday, and were immense. And again tonight, Gavin was immense. He's been red carded very unfairly. Player struck him in the face, and all he's done is put his hands up to get the player off him. Player's gone down and made a meal of it. But he was outstanding up till then, and Faker obviously started as well, his first game starting for us, and he was outstanding until he got a bit of a knock, and we brought Tyrone on, who has responded to going on the bench in terrific manner, come off the bench and been outstanding for us. And to be fair, he could have scored more than the one goal he did score. So we changed a few members of personnel ever so slightly, but I was always confident in the players we had coming back into the side tonight. We'd have more than enough to see Horsham off if we perform to a good level, because they are a good team.
Their keeper pretty much kept them in the game for most of that match.
Yeah, absolutely. They're a good side. They're well organised. They're hard to break down. But we did have a few golden chances in the first half, and the keepers made two terrific saves, to be fair, and kept the score 2-1-0 at half time. But in the second half, I thought it was a matter of when, not if, we'd get that second goal, and we did. And I didn't think we ever looked like conceding. I can't remember a time where our keepers had to come out, because they've got in behind our back four. Everyone was outstanding tonight. They stuck to the game plan, and I'm delighted to be in the next round.
For most of the second half, you were down to 10 men. So was that a bit uneasy for you?
Half an hour with 10 men. To be fair, we worked very hard in our training sessions on our shape and our positional discipline, and the two banks of four were absolutely magnificent. And Tyrone, when he came on up front on his own, he listened to the advice we gave him about only closing down half a pitch and not running himself to the ground, closing centre halves and goalkeepers. He just stayed off, and he asked them to play a ball four that was going to penetrate us. So we made it very difficult for them to get through us, and I'm delighted with the shape of the team when we went down to 10 men. And to be fair, we didn't look uneasy.
So you're quite confident that you could keep that lead?
When it first happened, you obviously panic a little bit when you go down to 10, but after 5 minutes I saw they'd had the knack of the shape. They were working really well, and the biggest thing is communication. If you communicate, it gives you the extra man that you're missing in body on the pitch.
And as far as the prize money is concerned, what's that like for a club the size of Redhill?
It's huge. £2,000. It's not to be sniffed at. I said it to a reporter the other day. They asked, does it make any big difference on a league game or the FA Cup game? Everyone goes out to win every game of football they play, I think, to be fair, but the prize money is obviously a lovely bonus, and it helps a club like ours, which is a very small club, to be fair, in the Ryman League, where there's a lot of bigger clubs. The prize money is massive for us, so I'm delighted for the club. There's a lot of good people there. The club look after the players well in terms of kit and training facilities, so that money does go back and say thank you to the club in a small way from the players, I guess.